You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The stage is set for a new UK Prime Minister after contenders one by one ruled themselves out of the race to become the next leader of the Conservative Party. Rishi Sunak, the former Chancellor, will lead the country in a time of political and economic turmoil in Britain.
I am humbled and honoured to have the support of my parliamentary colleagues and to be elected as leader of the Conservative and Unionist Party.
It comes after Liz Truss resigned after just 45 days in the top job, facing significant backlash over her plan to introduce unfunded tax cuts for the wealthy. Truss had lost support from her constituents and was under immense pressure from fellow Tory MPs to step down after her policy U-turns and perceived lack of authority. Sunak will become the first ever Prime Minister of colour in the UK and the youngest in more than 200 years. Boris Johnson, widely speculated to run for Prime Minister again, dropped out of the race over the weekend, and his final rival for the leadership, Penny Mordaunt, ruled herself out of contention earlier this morning, clearing the way for Sunak. In his first televised address in the role this morning, he warned the country isn't out of the woods just yet.
The United Kingdom is a great country, but there is no doubt we face a profound economic challenge. We now need stability and unity, and I will make it my utmost priority to bring our party and our country together, because that is the only way we will overcome the challenges we face and build a better, more prosperous future for our children and our grandchildren.
Dr. Neil Curtis, a media and communications lecturer from the University of Auckland, told BFM News last week that Sunak is likely to bring a more moderate economic approach compared to Johnson and Truss.
Johnson was happy to play a broader populist card by attempting to deploy some sense of social engagement and to some degree of welfare. But I think that was Rishi Sunak as the Chancellor, right, who was prepared to spend money to try to sort of prop up things, support things. Johnson doesn't care what happens as long as he's in power, right? He's not bothered. So Sunak took a slightly different approach, which came out in Johnson's premiership. But of course, that approach was rejected by the sort of dogmatists in the Conservative Party who went for Truss, who was promising these ridiculous tax cuts.
And with the Conservative Party cycling through leaders at its current rate, whether he'll last until the general election in January 2025 is yet to be seen.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.